Delta Airlines started seasonal flights in Juneau the summer of 2014. Last January, the airline announced it would introduce year-round service. So this is the first fall Juneau will see competitive airfares to the lower 48.
Delta is making the play to really make an impact in this market.
That's Scott McMurrin, a travel analyst based in Anchorage. He's a loyal Alaska Airlines flyer, has MVP gold status, and usually gets upgraded.
But Delta does a fine job, too. They're world class. So people can make their own decisions, and now they can save some money in the process.
Between Juneau and Seattle, you can fly round trip for as low as $190 on both Alaska and Delta. For other cities like Portland, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Boston, Delta has the edge.
Alaska has reacted by lowering its prices, but not all the way, and not on every flight, and not on every day. So, for example, between Juneau and L.A., Alaska is sitting in there at $330 round trip. So it's lower, but not quite as low as Delta, $240 round trip.
McMurrin anticipates Alaska will ultimately match the low prices if its passenger loads aren't meeting expectations.
But I don't know how long it's going to take.
McMurrin encourages flyers to take a holistic approach to flying. Don't just take the base fares into account. Also look at checked baggage costs, mileage, schedule of the flights, and type of aircraft. Alaska offers free checked baggage to its Club 49 members, whereas Delta only offers that if you join its mileage program.
But if you've got a family of four and you're going to LA and it's $100 a piece difference, I think that people are really going to take a second look.
McMurrin says he'll always prefer flying Alaska, but it's worth checking the competition. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.